I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An uprising in northern Mozambique threatens the entire region. Terrorists drove more than 500,000 people from their homes last year. Attacks in late March uprooted another 17,000. The crisis is largely internal right now, but it could spill across the borders as people seek resources. Transworld Radio's Spiwe says TWR is teaming up with humanitarian aid workers to provide both practical help and gospel hope.
The content that we are broadcasting, particularly in this area struck with disaster, is content that speaks to the heart to give hope, directing people specifically to Jesus Christ as a source of living water.
Seems like there's no end in sight to the crisis, but look for this story at our website to find four critical ways that you can pray alongside Spiwe and her team. And thousands of Rohingya remain homeless after a massive fire swept through a refugee camp in Bangladesh. Several gas cylinders used for cooking exploded and strong winds spread the blaze. Vincent Michael of FMI tells us,
"This isn't the first fire to hit this camp. This is the third or fourth fire to hit the camp, and this is by far the most devastating of all of them. It looks like 9,500 homes have been either completely burned to the ground or are significantly damaged, 50,000 people displaced, and then a lot of people who are just missing. There's all kinds of ways that this could play out in terms of getting those people shelter."
As the fire grew, Michael says fences around the camp kept people from escaping the flames. Aid agencies have rushed to get food and shelter to refugees who are now exposed to the elements. As the Rohingya endure hardship after hardship, ask God to reveal himself to them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.